Andropause, the male menopause. Last week was extremely busy for me, not to mention exhausting and exhilarating. As it was Menopause Awareness Week, I delivered 14 menopause awareness sessions to over 600 people. I'm happy to say that the feedback has been amazing, and I feel honoured that I've been able to impact so many lives positively. That's why I love and do what I do. In my last post, Think Menopause Just Affects Women, Think Again, click the link in the article to read it, I promised that I would discuss male menopause, often referred to as andropause. During last week's sessions, one question that came up repeatedly was, do men go through menopause? Male versus female menopause. If you research male menopause, you'll see some conflicting ideas about whether men go through the same midlife change as women. Undoubtedly, both can suffer drops in important hormones which produce very similar symptoms. However, they aren't quite the same. When a person born with a womb enters the perimenopause phase, the time running up to their last period, estrogen levels drop very quickly. That sudden fall in the vital hormone can be attributed to many of the menopause symptoms. With men, unlike the quick decline in estrogen seen during menopause, their testosterone generally declines relatively slowly, less than 2% per year from the ages of 30 to 40. However, for some, the reduction may be more rapid. Symptoms of low testosterone. Typically, when a man reaches his late 40s or early 50s, or earlier, if there's a greater decline in testosterone, he's likely to experience the following types of symptoms. Reduced sex drive, reduced erectile function, loss of body hair, less beard growth, loss of lean muscle mass, feeling very tired all of the time, fatigue, fat redistribution such as developing a large belly or man boobs, obesity, symptoms of depression, anxiety, mood swings and irritability. Of course, many of these symptoms can appear for other reasons such as stress, anxiety, poor diet, lack of exercise amongst other things. So it's important not to jump to conclusions. Managing the symptoms. Firstly, I recommend looking at ways of reducing your stress. These tools are not gender specific. Number one, introduce more exercise, especially weightlifting. I urge all of my clients to put their training in their diary as they would any other important meeting and make it immovable. Number two, eat clean food. Avoid processed food as much as possible, as our bodies are just not designed to process it. Even just one healthy meal a day will have significant benefits. Number three, add a vitamin or mineral supplement to your diet. I've got more on that in a little while. Number four, take an analytical look at your life. What's working and what's not? Do more of what is and less of what's not. You may need some help with this, and I know a great coach. Number five, meditate 15 minutes a day. Meditation is clinically proven to reduce stress and facilitate clear thought. If you think meditation is some new age nonsense, think again. There's an incredible amount of evidence to support and demonstrate the clear benefits. Number six, keep a journal. You can't measure what you aren't aware of. Keeping a journal of your progress, how you feel, what's working, what's not, and adjusting things as you go is a key tool to building resilience. Other tools. Vitamins D3, B12, and omega-3 have clinically proven to improve mood. Interestingly, no matter what your age or gender, if you're low in D3, B12 or omega-3, the symptoms happen to be low mood, lethargy, anxiety and depression-like symptoms. Exercise burns off adrenaline and cortisol, the stress hormones, and releases feel-good hormones, dopamine and endorphins. It also helps regulate our serotonin, which is necessary for a healthy sleep-wake cycle. Also, if we exercise with others, we also get oxytocin, which makes us feel safe. Weight training is also known to increase testosterone levels, increasing muscle mass and bone density. It's particularly important for menopausal people in warding off the onset of osteoporosis, which is common post-menopause. I'm sure it goes without saying that if you're thinking of dramatically changing any diet or exercise regime, it's important to speak to a medical professional first. Depression misdiagnosis. If you're particularly troubled by your symptoms, or you've tried the lifestyle changes and things still do not improve, I recommend visiting your doctor for a blood test. From what I understand from many of the discussions I've had recently, it can be a bit of a battle and even a postcode lottery as to whether your doctor will test you for low testosterone, especially if you're under 40. From the people I've spoken to about this, it seems common for doctors to prescribe men antidepressants when displaying symptoms of depression and anxiety, and not to offer a blood test. Unfortunately, this seems to be common for menopausal women too, especially if they display symptoms before the age of 45. However, you know your body and you will instinctively know if there's something wrong. Do your research, stick to your guns, and if necessary, get a second opinion. As with most things, awareness is key to making changes. After all, we can't change what we aren't aware of. Unfortunately, so many men growing up were taught to ignore their emotions and to man up, big boys don't cry. I wrote about this in an article a couple of months ago. There's a link for that below. Being ridiculed and made to feel wrong for expressing feelings often leads to suppressing such emotions in adulthood. However, this form of avoidance can have hugely detrimental effects on both our physical and mental well-being. So if you think something's wrong, please get checked out. Putting your head in the sand won't make it go away. Menopause awareness training. No matter what your age or gender, menopause will touch every single one of us at one point or another. I'm a great believer in knowledge is power. Arming yourself with at least the basics will no doubt help when it does. If you're a person going through menopause, I have a 4-week online course that teaches simple tools and techniques to help you thrive managing the menopause in style. Click the link below to learn more and use code LinkedIn20 for 20% off as a special thank you for all your help and support. For organisations, I deliver in-person or virtual menopause awareness training. I have a general menopause awareness session, which is an hour, manager's menopause awareness, which is 2 hours, and managing the menopause with style, which is for menopausal people, and that's 2.5 hours. All of these sessions include a section on andropause as well. Please email me at jo@joebanks.net for more information. Finally, if you haven't signed up yet to receive my weekly newsletter straight to your inbox, click the newsletter tab in the top menu and sign up now to receive a free copy of my 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thank you for your continued support.